The most daring took matters into their own hands, seeking redemption directly from the scriptures. The Lollards, or mumblers, took their name from their mouthing out loud of the Bible, and encouraged others to do the same by translating it into English, liberating it from the obscurity of Latin. As few as they were, the Lollards were a dramatic threat to the authority of the church. They were only saved from persecution by the protection of their most powerful patron, King Edward's third son, John of Gaunt, the Duke of Lancaster. Men like him were drawn to new forms of piety and penance because the plague had made them acutely aware that King Death was no respecter of rank or wealth, and that should he strike without warning, they had better be ready for a reckoning. They all knew the cautionary tale of the three living and the three dead. A trio of handsome young kings, out for a decent day's sport, suddenly find themselves confronted by three not-so-handsome cadavers, each in a different state of decomposition. The Marx Brothers from hell.